Hi, it's Barb in Nebraska. Actually, it's Barb in Missouri today. Today is day 5 of the Great American Midwestern Anniversary Road Trip, and we are in St. Louis. Actually, we are in O'Fallon, Missouri. Yesterday, we left Minneapolis in the morning, and we stopped at the Basilica of St. Mary, and it was just beautiful. Just really enjoyed that, and then drove all the way down south through Iowa, and then got to St. Louis. And our plan is, we usually like to stay outside of the city, it's a little cheaper. And we stopped at this Hilton Garden Inn in O'Fallon, Missouri, and it was a bargain, a huge bargain. And we got a king-size bed, and it had an indoor pool and a whirlpool, and a very nice, a newer hotel. But then we found out this morning why it was so inexpensive. Instead of the continental breakfast where they have free cereal and waffles and coffee and juice, it's a $10 breakfast buffet. So that would have been $20 for breakfast, and we weren't that hungry this morning. So we jumped into the car and stopped at McDonald's, and hubby got a Egg McMuffin, and I got a fruit and yogurt parfait, and I got my pretty coffee, and he got his regular coffee. And then we went to the St. Louis Art Museum, and it's in a Beaux-Arts architectural style, and it's huge. It was built in 1904 for the World's Fair, and it had a very nice collection. They are adding on, and that's not going to be done until 2013. So a lot of their collection was moved or because of the remodeling. But we saw quite a lot. Kind of a confusing layout. I suppose it's because of the construction. But they had some really nice Van Goghs, some Monets. They had a beautiful El Greco, which was of St. Paul. Just loved it. And it's so much better to see it in real life rather than in a reproduction. The Corot that we saw in Minneapolis, they had a really neat one. It was called something about springtime. And then later in the gift shop, I saw a card of it, a reproduction, like, oh, it doesn't look right. The colors aren't right. But it was a really nice museum. It was free. And what also surprised me, besides being free, is they didn't have a box. Many times, even though it is free, they have like a suggested donation and you plop it in, and they didn't have that. So, we got to enjoy that for free. They had a real musty smell there, or a watery smell. I don't know what was up with that, because hubby didn't notice anything like that, but my nose must be working overtime, I guess. Then we ate lunch at the cafe there, and it was a really nice fresh salad, which was so good after eating so much fast food. My hands are swelling up from all the salt, so that was good. Then we got back in the car and we drove to the Missouri Botanical Center, which is fantastic. Highly recommend that. It is just amazing. It was started by Henry Shaw in like 1856. It's the nation's oldest botanical center, and it has all different types of gardens. You just turn the corner and it's a new garden. It's a Japanese garden. Turn the corner, it's a rose garden. Turn the corner, it's a forest garden. And really neat, very kid friendly. They had a lot of kid type exhibits where tree houses and things that the kids can jump into and climb around. And boy, if we had something like this in our town and when our kids were little, I could just see going here all the time, because they're very well laid out with the paths. And so it was kind of like going to the zoo, but instead of seeing animals, you'd see plants and trees. But just really, really enjoyed it. They had an herb garden. They had a garden of the senses. They had a garden for people in wheelchairs. They had it set up higher. Just really well thought out, and everything laid out really well with the naming the plants and all that. Really enjoyed it. I have a hard time reading maps, so we just walked around, and we had thunder all during the time we were there, and then and some raindrops. But we just kept on plugging through. and there was 4 weddings going on there. It's kind of fun to see the bride and the bridesmaids, and boy, they looked young. One group particularly. And one bride was, her dress showed off her lovely tattoo on the back really well. But, and then there was also somebody who was taking engagement photos there. So it's kind of neat to see that. And, you know, thinking back 25 years ago, hubby and I doing that, but in a church. And we were also so young too. Anyway, after that, we drove home and stopped off the interstate and got some pizza at a local pizza joint called IMO, and it was really good. It was flat pizza, you know, flat crust pizza, and a different kind of cheese, so that was really yummy. And then we thought, oh, we gotta have some ice cream, and hubby thought he saw a DQ, and I did too, but come to think of it, it might have been in Minneapolis. But we drove around, and we're like, there's gotta be an ice cream, and we found an Ashley's that was connected to a gas station, but when we drove up, it said, sorry, our compressor is broken, no ice cream. So we couldn't get that, got back on the road, and finally we saw Baskin-Robbins, and then we relived old times, our dating days, our courtship days of getting a banana split at Goodrich and sharing that. So we got a banana split and shared that, and that was really fun. Then we got back and we just went to the Whirlpool, and now we're relaxed. We're gonna have a quiet evening. Tomorrow morning, gotta wake up really early so we can get down to Mass. We're gonna go to 8 a.m. Mass because I found out that this is the Eucharistic Congress weekend for St. Louis Archdiocese. So their 10 a.m. Mass is gonna be a special Mass for the Congress members. And so we're gonna go to the 8 a.m. Mass and then go to the Arch. So we're gonna have to wake up early so we can get on the road by about 6:30, so we can grab a quick bite at McDonald's and then get down to the Basilica Cathedral. And then after that, go to the Arch, and then we're going to drive back to avoid I-29 because of all the flooding. So sorry, dear son number 2, we're not gonna be able to see you. Oops, I'm standing by the ice machine and they're making new ice. So better say goodbye. Have a good night.